Grammar Girl here. Today's topic is Yoda's grammar. Yes, Yoda from Star Wars.
Are you stressed out about your mounting debt? If you answer yes, then my new audiobook, Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life, is for you. It's a step-by-step plan to assess your current financial situation, lower your existing debts, save money, pay down debts in the right order, improve your credit, and lots more. Get the information you really need to take control of your finances, get out of debt for good, and live a happier life. Find Money Girl's 10 Steps to a Debt-Free Life today at audible.com and in the iTunes Store.
And now, why would I talk about Yoda? Well, a couple of weeks ago, there was a Star Wars marathon on TV, and a listener named Pat asked if Yoda is speaking real English when he says things like, "Powerful you have become." It was such a fun question I couldn't resist, but it's outside my area of expertise because it's more of a linguistics question than a grammar or usage question. Fortunately, people who know about linguistics listen to this podcast, and I was able to tap into their expertise and get an answer. A big thank you to Charles Carson, managing editor of the journal American Speech, and Peter Sokolowski, editor-at-large at Merriam-Webster, for helping me with this topic. Both Carson and Sokolowski point out that it depends on what Pat means when he asks whether Yoda is speaking real English. Clearly, Yoda is communicating using English words, and we understand what he means, so in that sense, it's real. Yoda makes words plural the way we normally make words plural, and conjugates his verbs the same way we do. The only difference between Standard English and Yodish, as some websites call it, is the word order. Typically, Standard English sentences follow a subject-verb-object order. For example, we would say, Han Solo digs Princess Leia. Han Solo is the subject, digs is the verb, and Princess Leia is the object. Han Solo digs Princess Leia. Subject-verb-object. That's the typical pattern, but it's not unheard of for English speakers to deviate. For example, you could say something like, "She wants to fight, and fight she will." That "fight she will" part is just like Yodish, but we're using it for emphasis. Carson also points out that poets and lyricists frequently deviate from standard word order because of meter, rhyme, or aesthetics. For example, "Over the river and through the woods, to grandmother's house we go," is Yoda-esque in its construction, yet English speakers sing it without a thought. "With this ring I thee wed" is another example of something that deviates from the subject-verb-object construction, but that most people still consider real English. Carson also notes that although Yoda shifts around sentence elements, he doesn't do so randomly. He tends to use object-subject-verb order, as in Princess Leia Han Solo digs, and he does not break up syntactic units, like preposition phrases or infinitive phrases. For example, he keeps together phrases such as "to continue your training" and "to the dark side." Sokolowski adds that the Star Wars universe uses English as a common language of trade. As a result, there are many characters for whom English is not the native language, so we hear many accents and odd syntactical structures from them. In that sense, Yoda is like any real word immigrant who's able to converse in English, but who comes up with sentences that sound strange to our ears. Sokolowski says the fact that some of these syntactical structures don't correspond with any that we know seems designed to underscore the very alien nature of Yoda's character. It makes us pay close attention to the speaker, just as we do with those who are learning English. He also finds that the echo of old Hollywood stereotypes is evident in the depictions of evil and nobility with the British accents, and wisdom coming from a severely laconic and utterly foreign character. He also notes that the characters who represent the old guard, such as the Imperial characters, speak with elevated British accents, whereas the scrappy heroes speak with American accents. He says this makes for a satisfying internal logic and gives the impression of history and culture that's comfortable to many viewers who've seen Romans speak with British accents and martial arts masters speak with so few words that actual sentence structure is irrelevant. Carson also notes that Yoda's speech patterns became more consistent as more movies came out. In essence, George Lucas became more practiced in Yodish and settled into a consistent set of rules. For example, in the third movie, Return of the Jedi, Yoda asks, "Look I so old to young eyes?" which doesn't comply with standard English or standard Yodish. In standard English, we'd say, "Do I look so old to young eyes?" And in standard Yodish, we'd say, "Look so old to young eyes, do I?" Presumably, there are fewer of these non-standard sentences in the later movies, although without analyzing the full scripts, I can't confirm or refute this idea. Finally, both Carson and websites note that when Yoda has something really important to say, he tends to say it in standard English. For example, he uses standard word order and not Yodish when he tells Anakin, "The fear of loss is a path to the dark side," and when he comments that a Jedi uses the Force for knowledge and defense, never for attack. One theory is that Yoda is making an extra effort to speak standard English when his point is critical so that his listeners understand his point. So, although Yodish may not conform to the most common form of standard English, it's hard to say it isn't real when we have acceptable phrases like, with this ring, I thee wed, and it's certainly a fun topic for linguists. We also have exciting news from the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. We've launched a new show called The Sales Guy's Quick and Dirty Tips for Getting the Deal Done. In episode 1, the sales guy explains why you're a salesperson, whether you sell for a living or just have to sell an idea to your family. It's at our website, quickanddirtytips.com, and featured prominently at iTunes this week, so check it out. And now for the book winners. Paul, Leslie, and Michael win a copy of a book called My Favorite Shortcomings, which is a compilation of humor essays from one of my favorite podcasters, Kevin Cummings. Every week, Kevin releases a 6-minute podcast of a tightly written, amusing reflection of life as a man, husband, and parent of teenagers. And now he's taken some of the all-time favorites, one of which I chose, and turned them into a book. It'll be available on May 10th at his website, shortcomingsaudio.com. It's a great deal at $6.99 and would make a great gift. But if you can't spring for it, Kevin has also generously made it available now as a free PDF. And the link to that will be at my section of Quick and Dirty Tips. That's it for this week. There's a full transcript of this podcast at quickanddirtytips.com. And there are also links to more in-depth discussions about Yodish. Appreciate your listening, I do.